When you're a powerful woman, sometimes you gotta cry at night. How do you build yourself up?
You know, I'm a free woman. I
yes.
don't sleep over issues. When I have issues, I speak them out. I look after myself. I'm so friendly. I don't even see that this person is young or old. They're all in the creation of the Almighty. So I respect every person.
Welcome to the Timeless Women Podcast Series. The following is a bonus and a special episode with the Honorable Minister Kaliati from Malawi. This podcast is inspired by the work of Niakon June, a pioneer and African woman who has a vision for the women of Africa to innovate, drive social and economic change, as well as impact the ecosystem of equality in Africa and the world. Over ongoing episodes, you will be inspired and called to action to be part of a movement where women drive social and economic change. Hi, I'm Timothy Maurice Webster, a behavioral psychology author of 5 best-selling books, and I've partnered with Ms. Niakon and the Timeless Women of Wonder organization to bring you thought leadership content that will place women at their rightful place of leadership. As part of our mission to bring you the impact leaders in the Timeless Women Network, we have the privilege speaking to the Honorable Minister Kaliati of Gender, Community, and Social Welfare in the wonderful Republic of Malawi. Minister Kaliati, welcome to the Timeless Women Podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much.
What I appreciate about your work is that you are leading in the gender conversation. When did you become passionate about gender equality?
As a woman, since I was born. It's when I had the passion. We are equal. And from the creation where God created a man in his own image, he created a woman as well, not only to support, but to work together in the Garden of Eden. And from the Bible, it's when now a woman and a man, they're supposed to walk side by side, because we are coming from that loom. We are not coming from the bone of a feet or a foot, or we are not coming from a bone of the back, that we are supposed to be behind the man. We are not coming from the bone from the palm that we should be slapped each and every day, or the bone from the foot where we are supposed to be stepped on, but we are coming from the limb where we're supposed to work hand in hand and side by side. Be it in the office, we've got to be at equal at par, a woman and a man, be it in, whether it's in engineering, whether it's a ministerial position, whether it's administration, at the PS level. All those we need to work. We need to work at par, and we need to balance up. So, activists, because of that, looking from the Bible, and also looking from the day when we were created.
Speaking of side by side, you've chosen to partner with the Timeless Women Network. Why is this important to you?
It is important. We have a number of challenges globally. Issues of early marriages, early pregnancies, issues of the ECD to do with children. Why? But we are looking for from day 0 to 5, we find that we have 50-50 in the ECDs, 50 boys and 50 girls come from primary. And we find that we differ from standard 8 to secondary or to tertiary, where we happen to have maybe 2-3 girls out of 10 boys. And talk about the politics, we find that we have a few ladies and there are more men in decision-making. And there are the timeless women that are there to empower economically women and even public speaking, but also in each and every programs which we are dealing with women, we are there to support them so that they can stand in their shoes independently and make rightful decision in a household setup, in a community setup, in a nation setup. So the timeless women, they are looking forward to see what women are doing. What is it that they are contributing in the development of the nation? And if you go widely, you see that women, they are contributing a lot, but they might be not in the limelight because they are not fully empowered. We have a number of challenges. It might be because the woman is not fully empowered and cannot even sustain her living. And because of that, timeless women is there to make women stand firmly in their shoes and make rightful decisions as long as they're totally and economically empowered.
When I listen to you and I look at your background, you are a woman empowered. You have power. You sit with power. You look incredible. You have power oozing all over you. My question to you is, what are a couple of things that you've done in your life to help you get this power, to get to a place of power, to walk with such confidence and lead with power?
I've been working with men side by side, even from primary school level. I've been challenging them to say I can also do. Even from college level, I said I can do that. Even at the family level, where my husband was in another party and I was in another party, and he happened to join me because I had to stand in my shoes, feeling ready to exercise my rights. And being a teacher by profession, I've been in a number of areas. I've been a member of parliament for almost 20 years. I've been in a number of ministerial positions since 2002. I've been in a number of meetings. I've been receiving a number of awards. I've been promoting women to stand in their shoes. I've been educating a girl child. I'm a mother of four children and one boy. I've been a role model to them. In this position, I salute the president for appointing me to be a minister of gender, where we balance up issues of women and men, and even training women to stand firmly in their shoes so that they can even do it. Empowering a girl child to be economically empowered so that he can make a good woman, that he can also sustain her life, but also looking after the children which he's going to have. Empowering women as well, not to insert men, but just to tell them that we can also work together and we can be doing the same things. Empowering women to stand firm in their shoes whenever they have money and learn how to save, apart from saving, but also utilize the money themselves, so then the women who can give money to the husband to do business than doing themselves the business. So we keep empowering that you can also do business. Whether it's traveling, you can travel. Be it visiting meetings, you can do. Whether supplying, you can do that. So this is what we've been doing as Patricia Kariad. Being awarded and also being awarded a doctorate, I had to go into a classroom just to show that we can do it. And I have now, I'm a doctor. I sat on an examination. I did whatever a person who is pursuing a doctorate was supposed to be doing. Being a busy person, but also I'm writing books. I will sell one book to you. Issues to do with the lives of street children, which is so paramount, and how we are to respect the rights of those street lives. And also a book where we are talking about economic empowerment of women. And also I want to popularize or localize my dissertation, because I took it, I focus on the effects which affect women in the community development set up globally, Malawi, and also Mulanje, the district where I'm coming from as a case study. So there are a number of issues which are the setback of women into the community development. And we believe in that when we economically empower women at community level, we are empowering the whole nation. And I believe in that there are a number of side effects which are set aside women to participate in the community development. Issues of poverty, literacy level, issues of marriage, issues of health, issues of education, issues of geographical of setup of the community, of the environment. A number of those that the ones which are setting aside women to participate in the community development. And we are here. And that's why we are in the 75 years of existence of United Nations. But still, women are lagging behind. What is it, despite involving the member states to make sure that women take part in it? Members have been meeting, be it in Beijing, be it in Nairobi, be it in United States. We've been asking the member states to contribute or to take part to empower women to the participation of women in development, but also in political, in decision-making, all these economical empowerment of women, but still we are lagging behind. That's why we are focusing as a Minister of Gender in the education of our children, be it ECD. When we focus very much on the early age, investing in the early child development, you find that they love education, and when they grow in the spirit of loving education, And when they pursue it up to the tertiary education, they'll be in that. Even if they'll go into marriage, but they'll think about education, where they can make the rightful decision how many children to have, what type of life to lead, and what type of a husband they want to date. So this is so paramount that we need to economically empower women, and there are going to be examples. We have a number of early marriages and early pregnancies of a girl child because the mothers, they're not leading by example. It's because of the poverty. And that's why we are focusing very much. We were in the dissolving the early marriages, the loan which we are giving to students to pursue their education with an idea of saying, when we do this, we are going to have good mothers who are going to make rightful decisions, good mothers who are going to be employed, good mothers who are going to have good choices of their husband, where they're going to live a happy life of a husband whom they've chosen, the husband who are going to understand because they've taken longer in school and studying this husband. Because when they go into early marriages, they will not even know what type of a husband they're going to have and what type of a children they're going to have, what type of a home they're going to have, because they're not going to make a decision within a marriage set up because of a literacy level, which is going to be with them. But when we educate them, they're going to have knowledge of making to say, even they cannot be slapped because they're independent, they're going to be employed. And when one day my husband happened to slap this woman, who said, this is the last slap which you're going to do, which you've done to me. When you happen to repeat this, you better pack and go, or I might pack and go, as long as I'm going to have a peaceful life in my lifetime, which I'm not going to have. So, and we keep saying the sustainable development goals, all those 17 of those, if yes, indeed, the number one priority was the priority goal was poverty or hunger or food or whatever. But if you were to say it is economic empowerment of women, everything would have been there because they would have said, okay, I'm totally empowered. I'm having money. I'll get food. I'm going to reduce the poverty levels. I'm going to educate my child. I'm going to plant trees. I'm going to, from the diseases which people are talking about, I'm going to prevent myself because that person is economically empowered and can do everything possible for herself and for her family. And this is what I keep talking to the girls to say, focus very much on your education. Even if you're not going to get married, education is going to be your husband because you're going to be employed. The money which you're going to get, you're going to buy houses. You're going to buy even a push a car for you. You're going to even to have, you can even date somebody for food or for whatever, or somebody whom you are dating. You can just give him maybe a kid or he ran away, but you're going to feed your child because you are economically empowered. So the timeless women is a very good project and it's a very good initiative for the African women and for the global women. And I do salute Nyakan for the program which is he has put aside for the women that they've got to be interacting to say, what is it that you are doing for your everyday undertakings or for your life? Why can't we do this? And why can't we do that? And women come together and keep discussing. We know how one dress up. You know how one talk. You know how one present herself to the public. You know how one prepares whatever is looking forward to have. So it's so paramount that when we travel, it's also education. When we coordinate one another, it's also education. Whether it be at a Zoom meeting, whatever, we get experiences from one person. It's also another experience which makes people to understand, also develop. So development, yes, it's education. When you educate a person, you develop that person. When you meet in conferences, it's also education, because when you move around, you know what your friends are doing. I'm also educated here because I've met you and we are discussing here and you're asking me questions and I'm telling you, you are learning a lot, some of them from me. I've also been learning from you and how we are to sustain the living of women globally and Africa and also Malawi.
Wow, thank you very much. You know, your own research, your own publishing, your conviction, your tireless efforts to develop your ministry to ensure that young girls live, thrive independently and complement the journey of men is really, really inspiring. I look forward to reading your work. I wish you all the best, continued success as you continue to write and lead. But my final question for you, I've got one question. When you're a powerful woman, sometimes it's lonely. When you're a powerful woman, sometimes you gotta cry at night. How do you build yourself up
Wow. You know, I'm a free woman. I don't sleep over issues. When I have issues, I speak them out. Okay. I jog around to take out the stress. I don't believe in it. When I have issues, I explain myself whether I'm happy or I'm not happy. I look after myself. I'm so friendly. I don't even see that this person is young or old. They're all in the creation of the Almighty. So I respect every person. And I believe in that whoever I meet is my boss. And even any phone which I receive, I respect the phone and say, hello, sir, because I don't know who the one who is calling me. It might be my boss or it might be whoever. So I'm like a watchman who is on the gate, who salute every person who comes in.
Minister Kaliati, Patricia Kaliati, I really appreciate you for making time. We look forward to your contribution at the conference. Thank you for hosting this conference. And to everyone listening, thank you for sharing this conversation. Make sure that you share and you check out Minister Kaliati's work, and so that we can learn more and evolve and build ourselves. We look forward to you being at the conference. Please register. The conference details are below. To all, thank you.
A pleasure.